This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jorge Rocha. Date of birth, July the 14th, 1970. Case ID number 4003092. Date of exam, November the 3rd, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, dated 2/8/2022. Identifying information, this is a 52-year-old separated male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation with his separated wife for allegations of hypertension, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus with polyneuropathy, hyperlipidemia, obesity, second toe amputation of the toe of the right foot, and sleep apnea. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in 2021, where he did office work for 30 years. The claimant states that he was also a truck driver. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his family, but his wife is not living with him at this time. He also states that his wife is not working. The claimant states that he is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations, number one, hypertension. Number two, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with polyneuropathy. Number three, hyperlipidemia. Number four, morbid obesity. Number five, right second toe amputation secondary to osteomyelitis. Number six, sleep apnea. History of allegations, number one, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2003, he was having severe occipital headaches. He denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, or blurred vision. The claimant also denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. He is presently on Losartan 25 milligrams POQD, and his blood pressure at this visit was 169 over 94 mmHg, which is high. Allegation number two, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with polyneuropathy. The claimant states that in 2003, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, but no weight loss. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. He has diabetic polyneuropathy of his hands and feet, and has had a second toe amputation of his right foot. The claimant checks his blood glucose one time per day and states that it usually comes out between 100 and 416 milligrams/DL. He is presently on oral medications at this time, which include glyburide 2.5 milligrams BID and metformin 1,000 milligrams BID. The claimant states that his blood glucose levels appear to be in the 200 and 300 milligram range. He has had a history of diabetic coma for 1 week and almost had another coma before that time. His last hemoglobin A1C was 11.7%, which is very high. The claimant is not well controlled with his diabetes at this moment. Allegation number three. The claimant states that in 2003, he was diagnosed with hyperlipidemia. He denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident. At the present time, he's on atorvastatin, 20 milligrams POQD, and appears to be fairly well controlled. He does not recall what his last level was. Allegation number 4, morbid obesity. The claimant states that he has been morbidly obese for many years. He denies being given medications or surgery for his condition. He was placed on a diet that he doesn't follow. His BMI at this time is 46.5, and he weighs 312 pounds. The claimant states that a year ago he weighed 402 pounds and has lost weight. His previous BMI was 61. The claimant appears to be losing weight, but maybe for secondary to uncontrolled diabetes. His condition at this time is stable and improving. Allegation number 5, second toe osteomyelitis and amputation of the right foot. The claimant states that on October the 23rd, 2021, he presented himself to the hospital at the doctor's hospital at the Renaissance, secondary to having an osteomyelitis of the second toe of the right foot. X-rays were performed, which confirmed this diagnosis. The claimant also had a severe cellulitis. He went on to have the amputation of the second toe and eventually had to go back for a second surgery secondary to expanding cellulitis of that area, which was performed on February the 22nd, 2022. The claimant states he has also had a right wrist fracture secondary to falling because of imbalance. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels in the afternoon. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 1 hour, climb one flight of stairs, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. The claimant does have an assistive device, which is a cane, that he did not bring with him to this office visit. His physician at this time is Dr. Marisa Gomez Martinez. He is presently taking Tylenol, PRN is needed for pain, which does give him some relief. He states that the only physical activity he does is sleeping, watching TV, and going to the grocery store. He does no other physical activity whatsoever. Allegation number 6, sleep apnea / shortness of breath. The claimant states that in 2007, he had severe sleep apnea and was given a sleep apnea machine, but stopped using it secondary to having side effects of dry throats and infections. The claimant states he also suffers from allergies. He states his shortness of breath is precipitated by walking one block, climbing one flight of stairs, seasonal changes, but not by any kind of talking, resting, or smoking cigarettes. He has not been to the emergency room for sleep apnea or been hospitalized for that condition. He is presently on no inhalers, steroids, or oxygen at this time. He was diagnosed with sleep apnea secondary to morbid obesity, and he does have a sleep apneic CPAP machine that he is not using at this time. Family history. His father is 84 and has hypertension, coronary artery disease, history of coronary artery bypass surgery, and cataracts. He did not know his mother. medications, atorvastatin 20 milligrams QD, gabapentin 300 milligrams QD, glyburide 2.5 milligrams BID, losartan 25 milligrams QD, metformin 1,000 milligrams BID. Medical problems, fatty liver, coma, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, coma, hyperlipidemia, coma, morbid obesity, coma. Hypertension, coma, sleep apnea, coma, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with polyneuropathy, coma, history of right second toe osteomyelitis with amputation, coma, major surgeries, second toe amputation of the right foot secondary to osteomyelitis performed October the 23rd, 2021. Social history, tobacco. The claimant states that he did smoke one pack of cigarettes per week for 1 year and then stopped. Alcohol, the claimant states he drinks beer socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.7 Fahrenheit, weight 312 pounds, height 5 feet 9 inches, BP 169 over 94 mmHg, heart rate 76 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 46.5. General, this is a 52-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Could you please drop down to abdomen? After the last sentence, the claimant is morbidly obese and physical examination was difficult. Extremities. Extremities. No clubbing or cyanosis was noted except for the third toe on the right foot, which appears to have cellulitis and early signs of appears to have necrotic tissue of his third toe. No ulcers or veins were noted, as well as mild pitting edema. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. The claimant does have a second toe amputation, which appears to be fairly healed. However, there is cellulitis around that area that is not completely healed. As noted earlier, the third toe appears to have early ganglion necrosis. Skin. The claimant appears to have diabetic skin lesions of the lower extremities, consistent with uncontrolled diabetes. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was not performed secondary to the claimant being morbidly obese, but the Romberg sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness, except for his right foot area. Mild joint swelling was noted around the legs, and mild erythema, effusion, and deformity was noted of the right foot secondary to amputation, and a third toe, which appeared to be developing necrotic ganglia. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. Inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. However, the claimant does have decreased sensory findings of the hands and feet. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. However, the claimant has a little bit more difficulty in flexing his right knee than he does his left. The claimant had difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, and was only able to walk on his heels and toes with his left foot. The claimant does have mild difficulty in walking at a tandem rate, but is able to perform this task. He could stand on his left foot, but was not able to stand very well on his right foot, secondary to the amputation. The claimant was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He requires no assistive devices at this time. However, the claimant did come in with a right foot boot for assistance. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. The claimant is able to oppose fingers, pinch, and grip. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patella, and Achilles reflexes were plus 1 bilaterally. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-ray of the right foot, no acute findings. Chest X-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the right foot, where he has a second toe amputation and a third toe that appears to be gangrenous. He is not able to heel toe walk normally, but is able to walk at a fairly normal tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual field and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to uncontrolled diabetes mellitus, right toe amputation with a third toe gangrenous-looking cellulitis, and morbid obesity. Probable diagnoses: hypertension - being treated at this time. Does not appear to be very well controlled. Blood pressure at this visit was 169 over 94 mmHg. Number two, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant does have decreased feeling in his hands and feet with signs of diabetic polyneuropathy, especially of the right foot. Number three, hyperlipidemia, dash being treated at this time, appears to be fairly well controlled. Number four, morbid obesity. The claimant has lost approximately 90 pounds within the last year and appears to be progressing in weight loss. Number five, second toe amputation secondary to osteomyelitis and cellulitis has been treated at this time, but appears to be developing a third toe infection of cellulitis. Number six, sleep apnea. Dash was being treated with CPAP machine, appears to be better since he has lost weight. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jorge Rocha.